this.
Sandlot! What kind of sandlot?
Everyone say hi hat.
Hi hat.
That's a hi hat.
We looked at the teenagers and the 20-somethings, and, you know, their minds were kind of already made up. So we were like, you know what? Let's get the babies.
That's Mike Warren, Mr. Mike, as he is better known to his monthly audience in the entryway between the American Jazz and Negro Leagues baseball museums. As I'm sitting there on a first Friday morning, the room's full of energy and excitement, all of it coming from the couple hundred children, some babies on mom's lap, others six or seven with their school group. They've all gathered for a Jazz District tradition.
This is called Jazz and Storytelling, and it introduces kids to the sights and sounds of jazz.
And Ms. Lisa, a fantastic singer and storyteller, says the show always starts the same way, with kids meeting other kids.
You extend your hand like so, and you touch and say, hello, how are you?
You sit there and you can't help but smile, and you realize you're moving too.
Just like so.
Tapping your feet, at the very least, it is infectious. Miss Lisa and Brother John, the other singer-storyteller, are moving through the young audience, while Mr. Mike keeps time on the drums, and Mr. Tyrone has you involuntarily nodding your head in time with his bass.
How long have you been doing this?
Oh, 16 years.
Here at the museum, doing this program?
Doing this program here at the museum.
I remember going to field trips as a child myself, and you see, going to theater, I had that blessed opportunity. And so I like to be able to recreate that, like, I'm doing this now. Now I'm the presenter.
And Brother John says they work to make it educational. When I was there, the letter of the day was F.
Sesame Street, God. We get a lot of the ideas from that as well. So we just take those concepts and flip it up and say, let's make it our unique way.
So everybody shouts ding when they hear a word starting with F.
Football. Yay!
And it becomes a game to see who can sneak a word past the kids. Or not. When I did the math, I figured this unique Kansas City jazz quartet could have played to as many as 20,000 kids or more over the years, with no plans on stopping now. While they all perform here and around the world, the one place you can find them for sure is the Jazz Museum, every first Friday at 10. Do your kids and grandkids a favor, too, and put it on the calendar.
Hello, how are you? Pleased to meet you. Hello, how are you? Pleased to meet you. Hello.
E.J. Becker, News 98.1 KMBZ.
Just like so.